Kofiya Mralafiya. Yeah, so the last Gemara we had, what the MCF, the Chokamad Leimala Leishono, the Megora Lei. So if the year doesn't fill off, you don't take off for that year. So my Kmasna was the Chiddush then, the Mechash Vin Chadoshim and Mehegdish. That means we don't count the month. That would say if a full year goes by, so now if you want to redeem it, you pay a shekel less. That's only if a full year goes by. But just if half a year goes by, you don't deduct. Gemara says, we learned that clearly in the Mishnah. Mishnah says, "Ein mechash ben chadosh mehegdish." We don't count months for hegdish. It's only if a full year goes by that you redeem it back a year later. You pay a shekel less, but not just time here for year months. So must be true. My time come. The Mishnah is explaining itself. What's the reason? My time. What's the reason? Le'goylin liyacha yovel pochos mishana. How come we can't redeem it after yovel less than a year? Mishum, the reason is because it was less than a year, there's no reduction. Mishum, the ein mechash ben chadoshim mehegdish. But hegdish, we don't look at a month. It's only if a full year goes by, then you have a right to deduct the shekel, the geroyin. But if a full year didn't go by yet, there's nothing to deduct. Then it says the Mishnah, ein mechash ben chadoshim. So tell me about it. When like this, the Brita says, minayin, how do we know to say this klal, shein mechash ben chadoshim mehegdish? That if a half a year goes by, it doesn't mean anything to take off money because of that. Talmud, the prophet says, "V'chishev lo ha'kayin es ha'kesef." When you want to redeem the field, the kohen has to see how much money you have to pay. It says, "Api ha'shanim ha'nosaris," according to how many years are left over until yovel. So v'dashin shanim atu mechashiv. It's only how many years pass by, how many years are left to yovel. That's how you take a deduction. That's how we make the geroyin kesef. But viato mechashiv chadoshim. But just if a month passed by, half a year passed by, as long as it's not a complete year, we do not take off because of the months. But viato mechashiv chadoshim. Now, minayin, how do we know to say shema teroitza lasas chadoshim l'shon oisa? How do we know if Bezdin want to do it for their own sake, for what they should gain on the deal? They could do it. And that's the end of the Mishnah. And Echidam, what's the case talking about? We're going the artishe bepalgo. The Yaboy Vitimna. That is, somebody was marked his field at the end of 48 and a half years. Meaning to say, there's less than 2 years to go to Yovel. So, Bezdin has the right to say, we don't say, since it's only half a year in that year, it's considered like there's still 2 complete years to go to Yovel. And then, if you marked your fields 2 years before Yovel, you have a right to redeem it on the cheaper price, the Chamishim Kosef. So here, you'll be makdishit now, really, a year and a half before Yovel. So maybe I should say, since it's only a half of that year that passed by, it's not called that year passed by. And we should say it's like 2 years before. How do we know? No, we do not say this. But rather we say, since a half a year went by already, you do not have 2 more years to go to Yovel. And therefore, if you makdishit now, when you go to redeem it, you don't have the kula of Geroin, you can't deduct anything. You'll have to play the complete 50 shkolim. So you go to Churma to give the money to Hegdish. I don't know what to say this. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, V'chishav lo ha'koyim mikol mokam. Masha mikol mokam, that sometimes you'll have to pay the complete 50 shkolim. Rashi says, the chashvus l'chadoshim shiyotso b'yitzi gemura hev l'pachos m'steshonim v'en enigelis b'geruah. Like if we would say, if you don't count the months, there's like 2 years to go, so you would redeem it with only 2 shkolim. But now that we say no, we count those half a year that passed by, so you only have l'maisa 1 year and a half to go, that's less than 2 years, therefore if you makdish it then, and you go to redeem it, you can't have any deductions, you'll have to pay the 50 shkolim. That's the pasuk, l'chum ref hegdish we go, l'chish alei ha'klei mikol makam. But the klei in hegdish always gains. Now the Mishnah says, ha'makdish sodei yobishaf ha'yoivol. If somebody's makdish his field when the time when Yovel is Nayik, and his man had a base mikdish, they had the union of Yovel then. So lechur is noisein bezera choy misarim chamishim shekel kosev. That's a special chiddush that if you makdish his teyachuza, even though it's worth $1,000, when you want to redeem it, all you have to pay is just 50 shkolim for a size of a land that you could plant there a choymer of barley seeds. A choymer is a whole kur full of barley seeds. So if that's how big the field is, you only have to pay 50 shkolim to redeem it. What's going to be hoyushom nikoyim amukim asara? They were like ditches in the middle of the field, big holes. that were deep 10 tefachim, or isloim, or else there were big stones sticking up. Gevoyim asor tefachim, the stones were high 10 tefachim. Einam nimdodin ima, they're not called part of the field, and then you'll have to redeem according to how much they're worth. This kula that you have to pay 50 shkolim for this big land, that's only on land we'll see in the Gemara that's fit to plant on. But here, this the dishes or the stones you can't plant on, so it has its own chshivas. You have to redeem it according to how much it's worth. What's going to be pachas? I'm going to say the whole or the stock stone is less than 10 tefachim. Then it's like bottle to the karka. Then nibdorad in ima. It's all called part of the land. That within this land of chayim esarim, you could redeem it for 50 shkolim. What's going to be hekdisha shtayim v'sholosh shanim lefnei yovel? Let's say you makdish your field 2 or 3 years before yovel, and now you want to redeem it. So lachar is noisein sela upundyin l'shana. For every year to go, you have to pay to redeem it for a sela and a pundyin. Like there are 2 more years to go. So if you want to redeem it now, you'll have to redeem it with 2 slayim and the extra punyin. Like we said before, like really the 50 shkolim is spread out in 49 years. So it's like a shekel for each year and an extra punyin for each year. What's going to be v'yimomar hareini? Yeah. V'yimomar hareini noisein dovar shana b'shana. So the guy says, when I redeem it now, I'll pay each year in payments. I'll pay a shekel each year. Nothing doing. Ain't shemile. We don't listen to him. There's no payments for Hegdish. You have to put all the money now when you want to redeem it. You have to put down your 2 shkolim and 2 punyans down right now. Now, whether it's the original person that was makdish the field, when he comes to redeem it, he has this kula to pay 50 shkolim for this big land. Even if somebody else comes and buys the field of Hegdish, also they have this kula that can be paid for it with 50 shkolim for the chayim esarim. If so, ma ben banal mecholodim, what's the difference between the original owner and somebody else? Ella, the only difference is shebailim loislin chaimish. When the bailim redeems it, he'll have to pay an extra fifth. When the bailim is paid the hegdish, you always have to get an extra fifth. But mecholodim ben loislin chaimish, a different person, if not the original owner, when he comes to buy an off hegdish, he would not have to be Meisav HaChemish. It's enough just to pay the quantity of Cheshbin of Chemishim Shkolim for the Zera Sar. Now the Gemara goes to explain. Tony, we learned Kur Zera. That a Chemish Sarim is a Kur's worth of seeds. Now, V'loi Kur Tfuah doesn't mean the ground that could produce a Kur's worth of Tfuah, but it means a land that you have to, when you want to seed that land, you'll have to use the whole Kur's worth of seeds to plant it. Now, when you go to plant it also, it's Mapelus Yad, how you throw it down in the field with your hands. Now, that way you can spread it out better, it's a bigger land. Filei Mapelus Shvarim, not down putting sacks of seeds on top of the axes, it makes hole in the bags, and when the axes go through the field, the seeds fall out. Because that way you don't spread it out well, and you don't have that much land. So therefore it's a cooler like, for the person that is a bigger spread out of land if you seed it with your hands. Tana Levi, label it like this. Leimava, you don't have to have a thick layer of seeds, it also won't give so much land. For Leimedek, not a very, very thin layer. Elabenini, a normal size, think much as Tupshat, either means the seed itself should be a middle sized seed, or else how much of a layer of the ground, like how thick of seeds you put down, a medium size. Not too thick and not too thin. Now, Hoyusham Nikoim Amukma, say there were ditches there, so it's 10 tefachim deep, then you can't be poiderit with part of the field for the Chamishim Kasa, that's by itself, how much is worth? So, must the question why? For the Kacha B'Yapan Afshar, let it have its own Kedusha. And if it's Kaddish by itself, also you should have the Kula to be poiderit with its Cheshbon of 50 Shkolim. The Chitem, maybe you'll tell me now, Kivad Lehevi based Kura, since these ditches or these hills were not the width of a base kur, so maybe they have a kachi, maybe they don't have this kedusha to have a redemption with this special price of chamishim kosef. So Moshe says, no, we learn not like that. V'atani, we learned soda. The pasuk says soda, a field. Matam lem. What does have to say the word soda for? Lefi, because shenema, it says already zerach leimisarim bechamishim shokal. That you have this land that it takes to plant 50 a chomer, a kur of seeds. you have to redeem with 50 shkolim. Is only ele shehiktish kinyan ze. Maybe only if you mark the shots a big field that it needs 50, that it needs this core of serum to plant on it. But minayin, how do I know to say the rabbis include lesach, a lesach is even half of a core, or else vechati lesach, even a quarter of a core, or else saw, just one saw, vetark of half of a saw, vechati tark of half of that, a quarter of a saw. How do we know, no matter how small the field is, if you mark the shit, you have a right to redeem it back with this cheap price of chamishim shkolim according to the size of a kur. Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, "Sodom mikol makom." No matter how small the field is, when you go to redeem it, you don't have to pay its real value. You have this reduction. So why does our Mishnah say that these ditches you have to pay to them with its real value? Still, even though it's not kaddish, but the field is kaddish by itself, it should also have this kula of 50 shkolim. For instance, Amar Mar Ukva Bachoma, Hoch over here, Vinikoyim Leyim Mayim. We're talking about these ditches were full of water, and therefore the land beneath the rim, you can't plant on it. And that the Torah said, you have this deduction of 50 shkolim, that's only with the sod you could plant on. But sometimes it's not a bazaria, that's no pshatia, that you could plant this core of seeds in the ground. But if it's ground that you can't plant in, you don't have this deduction of 50 shkolim. The verse says, they can bring it through force, and that's the pshat. The Torah, the Mishnah says, doom you disloyim, just like stock, the stones, rocks, and that you can't plant on. So Shema Amina, that these ditches also doesn't just mean a ditch in the ground, but it means it's full of water that you can't plant in it. So what's the question? If so, so that's the pshat, so pochus mikanami. Even if it's less than 10 tefachim deep, or less than 10 tefachim high, also you can't plant on that ground if it's a stone or if it's some water. So even less also you should not be able to be pointed with chamishim shkolim, but rather its value. Smurah says no, if it's less than 10 tefachim deep or tall, then it's like bottle to the karka. Smurah says, Hanu nigoni da arya mikri, shidri di arya mikri. Like these little holes in the ground, it's called part of the ground, it's not called the thing by itself. That's the way grounds are, they have their own holes there. Therefore, it's bottle to the karka. The Rashi says, Negoni means Nikoyim chus miyud, Negoni darya, svolim shel karka, shemayim es chasim shom. Little puddles of the ground, it's called bottle to the ground. The same thing, a little hill also, if it's less than 10 tefachim tall, it's called a bump in the ground, but it's not called a new thing by itself. So therefore, if it's less than 10 tefachim tall or deep, it's part of the ground. So since the icky ground here you could plant on, it's all called one big sod to be planted. But if it's 10 tefachim deep at all, that's the cold by itself. So by itself, since you can't plant on it, you could redeem it with its own value, not the special reduction of 50 shkolim. Then the Mishnah says, Hegdisha shtayim v'sholashonim. Tana Rabbanan. The pasuk says, V'nigra mi'erkecho. We take off from the value. Af min hegdish. What does that mean to say? Shemoch lehegdish shonu ashtayim. If hegdish used already a year or two, inami loyoch, hegdish did not use the field. El l'shehoi salafonav. It was by hegdish, meaning you were makdish your field, let's say 10 years before Yovel. And the next 5 years, it just stays by hegdish. Even if hegdish does not use the ground, it just stays there. But now when you go to be poydir with 5 years left, all you have to pay is just a 5 shkolim. Is noisen sell a punyin l'shono. All you have to pay is just one shekel and a punyin for the amount of years that's left to go. That's whether hegdish used it or not, so what? But mice, you're being poydir with now, only 2 more years left to go to hegdish, so you only have to pay the 2 shkolim for each year. If your mama, let's say somebody says, Hareni noisen, I want to pay in payments, that's no good. Tana Rabbanan. Minayin, how do I know to say, Shemom Bailim, Hareni noisen, Dov Hashanah Hashanah, I want to pay in payments, every year I pay you a little bit. Shein Shemlehem, we don't listen to him. How do we know this? So we says, Talmud Lehem, the Pasuk says, V'chishav lo ha-kain es ha-kesef, that the kain es me-mechashav the money, mizad shehe kesef, kula ki-echad. That all the money has to be in at one shot. That's the way you could redeem it. Then the Mishnah says, Echad bailam v'echad kolodom. If so, ma bein bailam v'cholodom. She bailam v'estam chaymish v'cholodom v'estam chaymish. That's the klal all over. whenever the owner himself redeemed it from Hegdish, or was praying to Maisi Shani, whatever it is, he always has to add an extra fifth. But if somebody else does it, then there's no fifth involved. Okay, now the Mishnah says, Hegdish, let's say you makdish your field, the Gola, and then you redeem it back. So if the owner himself redeems it back, when it comes, Yovel doesn't go out of your hand, you have it back, you keep it. What's going to be Gola Pinoy? Let's say the father was makdish his Peahuza, and then his son comes and redeems it back from Hegdish. So Yosel Yovel, when it comes, Yovel, it goes back to his father. What's going to be Gola Acher? Let's say somebody else redeems it, not your son. It could even be your brother or your daughter, as long as not your son. Or else, so Gola Acher, if somebody else redeemed it, or else, Oyechon Nekrovim, so any other ones of the Krovim, the Gola Miyodoi, Oyechon Nekrovim, the Gola Miyodoi, so, and then Echidish, and then the original owner came and bought it off that Krov. Again, first Reuven was Makdish's field. Then his brother came and was praying from Hegdish. And now even if Reuven goes and buys it back from his brother, still is Yotzel, when it becomes Yovel, the field goes back to the Kohanim, not to the original owner. In other words, when you're Makdish your field, only if the owner himself, or else if his son is Goalit, then he keeps it. But if somebody else redeems it, then the locher is by Yovel, it goes back to the Kohanim. See here, once somebody else redeemed it, that's it. The original owner lost his chus, that even if he buys it off that person, still by Yovel, it goes to the Kohanim. What's going to be Gola Echon Min Kohanim? Let's say Reuven was Makdish's field, and one of the Kohanim came and redeemed it. Farehi Takas Yodin. Now when it comes Yovel, this coin still has it. So it's a Chiddush, Lo Yemri has no right to say. Anyway, what's the din of Yovel? When a person's Makdish's field, if nobody redeems it back, or even if somebody else redeems it back, it goes to the Kohanim by Yovel. If so, this Kohen should have a right to say, Farehi Takas Yodi, right now I have it, let me keep it. Harehi Shli, I want to keep it, hold on to it. So din is no. El Yotzim Takas Yodi, no, the din is we have to take it out of his hand, he has no right to keep it. All the brothers, all the Kohanim that are in that Mishmar, they all have an equal chelik in it. So we'll see in the Gemara how we know this. But the Kohen, even though he redeemed it already, so what? He has no right to hold on to it. That's a lacha, that when it comes Yovel, a field that was Hegdish, now goes to the Kohanim.